Hello and welcome to your Greek Word on a Sunday, a weekly bite-sized podcast for anyone curious on language, etymology and connections. I am your host, Emanuela Lia, and wherever you are in the world, if you want to entertain your brain for a few minutes, this is the podcast for you. Let's go! Greek myths are so complex and more often than not linked to each other that it's very difficult to focus to one story. Today's myth is one of those, and I deliberately leave out a few of the names and details of the story, but I promise to make separate episodes for those. Hermes and one of the mountain nymphs had a son with the body of a man, horns in his head, and goat legs for feet. His mother got so frightened seeing the newborn that she abandoned him. Hermes picked him up and took him to Mount Olympus. He grew up to be the Greek god of lust, fun, and general mischief. A devoted follower of Dionysus and Apollo's musical rival. Legend has it that one day he was chasing a nymph in the woods, but she managed to get away by asking the river Lathon to save her, and the river transformed her into a cane. The boy cried, but he heard his voice going through the canes and make sound. He gathered a few canes, put them together, and blew. Music. From that day on, he would keep all herds calm by playing music. He would be the protector of farmers. But when he got mischievous, he'd jump scare everyone and everything with weird sounds that would spread to the forests. The boy's name was Pan. His musical instrument we know as a panpipe. And that unexpected terror animals and people would feel from time to time was named Panikos. Panic.